And I'm not sure whether you listened to that discussion Bruce Hong had with us on air about that National Geographic front page. Well, National Geographic recently had a photo of a paper bag submerged in the ocean on their front page, right? So it was quite fitting because it looked like an iceberg. Now, while it was a clever photo, more importantly, it depicts the challenge of plastics killing our ocean life and some of those plastics clumping together, forming masses the size of houses, if not bigger. But another important thing about that front page, though, is that National Geographic, after the spectacular front page cover, sent their next edition wrapped in plastic, which is rather silly, given the front page that they had on this particular magazine. And I think that's important because it also signals that we should stop just talking about plastic and pollution, and we need to do something, which is why I was very happy when I heard of 12-year-old Jade Bothmer. Now, Jade Bothmer is the founder of Oceano Redentes, and Jade joins you this morning. Jade, great having you on the show. Thank you very much for your time. Are you there?
Hello.
Jade, tell us, what does Oceano Redentes actually stand for?
Oceano Redentes stands for the Ocean Revive, and it's Latin.
Okay, now, brilliant. Now, why did you choose, we know that you want to make a difference, and if we have more people like you making a difference, we'll eradicate plastics in our oceans, or at least drastically minimize it, because it kills sea life, as I've pointed out.
Yeah.
But why did you choose to touch on the scourge of plastic pollution in particular?
Well, because I love surfing, and I go in the ocean almost every day. And I always just get really upset when I see plastic in the ocean, and it makes me really upset. And I watched a movie called Chasing Coral on Netflix, and it was about the coral being bleached. And I really wanted to do something about that, but there's not really coral reefs in Cape Town or in South Africa. Mm-hmm. And so I thought of all the plastic that I always see when I'm surfing, and I thought to make these things called EcoBricks, which is basically a plastic bottle stuffed with plastic,
yeah,
and use those EcoBricks to build a house for a homeless person.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. And that is how you're going to make a difference, right? So how did you come upon this NPO idea? Did you sit and talk to your mother? How did that come about?
Not really. My mom, I was watching a documentary called Chasing Coral on Netflix.
Yes.
And then it made me really upset, and I wanted to do something about it.
Okay.
And I couldn't really do something about the coral reefs. And I came to my mom and my dad, and I was really upset. And then I went to my room, and then an hour later, I came back with this idea.
Brilliant stuff. Absolutely yeah. Brilliant stuff. Love it. Now, how do you plan to make a difference through Oceano Redentes?
Well, I have my friends, Liane, Kutsa, and Eve Wazanski, who started helping me in the very beginning last year in December.
Yeah.
And we plan to make a difference by picking up as much plastic as we can in the sea. And instead of picking it up and taking the plastic we pick up and going to the dump, I thought, why not help somebody else in need whilst saving the ocean? That's why we're going to make EcoBricks.
Okay.
With the plastic we pick up.
Okay, I like that.
To build a house for a homeless person.
I like that. Now, how can we help you?
Yeah. I think anybody can help by picking up plastic and by stopping using things, single-use plastics,
yes,
especially. Like when you go to the shops, try not to get a plastic bag. And when you get a drink, don't use straws, because straws kill lots of sea animals and especially turtles. And like, just start by every day-to-day things that you can do without using single-use plastics. Because when you pick up plastics off the beach, a straw you pick up, that could have been a straw that you have used.
Okay, now, Jade, what I'm going to do, because this is more than just picking up the plastics, it's about turning it into something which will also help those people in need out there, as you said, building homes for the homeless. I'm not making any promises, but I'm going to connect you to a lady who is just as passionate about this as you are, and her name is Suzanne Ackerman. Okay.
Okay.
And she is one of the people, one of the big bosses of Pick and Pay. And
thank you.
Let's see. I'm not making promises once again. Let's just see how you can maybe you meet her and have a sit down with her and tell her this is what you want to do. And let's see how she could maybe help you.
So, oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's an absolute pleasure. So when young people like you have brilliant ideas, we all need to support those ideas. Instead of going, oh, cute, how lovely it is, why not help you achieve your goal? Because that goal will help all of us at the end of the day.
Yeah. Could I please quickly just say thank you to some sponsors that bring us EcoBricks?
Go for it. You can. You've got the platform. Go for it.
Okay. Shark Spotters, who spot the sharks, they make these bricks for us. Ways for Change, it's a surf pet therapy for kids.
We know them. They're awesome.
For us.
They're really awesome. Yeah.
Salt, the restaurant in Cork Bay, they collect EcoBricks in exchange for a free coffee and they give us the EcoBricks. Bay Primary, the school I go to, make EcoBricks and they're donating them to us. Capella House, that's another school. They're also making EcoBricks. And Wasted, who are going to help us build the house.
Man, you're a rock star. You know that. Did you, all these sponsors, who got all these sponsors on board?
My mom helped me and people that I know have told me about them. And the CEO, one of the CEOs of Way for Change, Robin Cohen, she is really cool and she helps me a lot and tells me, she's been kind of like the person helping me along this journey and telling me all the people I should go talk to.
Brilliant stuff.
Yeah.
Jade, keep doing what you're doing. Do you have any idea what you want to become one day?
I want to become an oceanographer so I can study the animals, the plants, and the tides and everything in the ocean. And I want to go around the world looking at all the different things in the ocean.
You're going to be doing that one day. I'll be interviewing you about some of them. I think I'll be too old to sit behind a microphone then, but I'll be hearing interviews about you on the radio, doing all the good work that you're doing. So well done on coming up with this idea. And
thank you.
I encourage other young people to do the same thing. Instead of talking about the difference you want to see, you've got to make it yourself. So well done, Jade.
Yes.
Have a wonderful day. Jade, do you have a website we can go to very quickly?
Yes. It's oceanorodance.org.
Okay.
And you can, on the website, if you scroll down to the bottom, you can be linked to our Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Amazing stuff. So that is Jade Bothmer, who is the founder of oceanorodentist.org. So it's OceanorodentesDentes.org. Get there. Help them. It's the